Hi, dictation for Johnny Toppin, J-O-H-N-N-Y-T-O-P-P-I-N. Date of birth is 4-1-1960. Date of accident is 12-29-2020. And date of birth is 4-1-1960. Data service is 7-19-2022. History of presenting alert. Mr. Johnny Toppin has been suffering from chronic pain since the accident that occurred on 12-29-2020. He has been trying his physical therapy for a while, and he has not been coming forward for any injection treatment. He doesn't want to have any injection. He was also found to be cocaine positive on 5-19-2022 urine drug screen. He has been removed from any pain medication. He reports that he allegedly had 2 spine injections with a spine doctor that didn't bring him relief. However, he had no injection with our office, so we have no idea. We also could not get any record substantiating the facts. Currently, his pain is in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left knee to the tune of 8. Sometime it become 9. He has a moderate difficulty in walking, and he wants to continue physical therapy, and ADLs are reported affected 7. He reports only 10% to 20% relief is obtained in the current pain management protocol. The ADLs that he reports are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And in the system review, this patient reports ongoing moderate headache around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. With dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and panic. The patient also reports in pain and numbness, ongoing pain in the left knee and the left hip, left wrist and hand, elbow, left elbow, and left ankle and foot, as well as lower back, mid-back, upper back, and neck, along with left shoulder. These are all 8 to 9, and also there is a stiffness of the shoulder with decreased range of motion. In the GI, patient has digestive problem but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem. There is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. And there is no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports frequency of urination. There is no incontinence of the urine or painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports shortness of breath, but denies any asthma, trouble with chest, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has remained the same, and there have been no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, and current pain medication are none. The substance abuse patient utilizes alcohol but not marijuana. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 135 over 80, pulse is 77, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from the previous visit of 5-19-2022. Dictation number is 06-06-091, along with diagnosis. Please use the general review, the musculoskeletal and extremities examination only, along with diagnosis. The plan of care will be as follows. Mr. Johnny Toppin was found to have a cocaine in his urine. He has been removed from Schedule 2 and any other pain medication for that reason, for safety precaution. And he has been advised to go for a lumbar epidural steroid injection, as there is a bulging disc in L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and herniated disc at L5-S1, as he has been advised about it in full details and all the options. If the patient chooses to have an injection, we'll be more than happy to provide him epidural injection. And he also has a effusion of left knee, along with degenerative changes of the knee, for which an orthopedic surgeon should be consulted regarding a total knee replacement. He's being referred for that. He's also been advised to do a neuropsych evaluation that he has not done so far, that was ordered on his this visit, and he's been encouraged to do that. His medications will be Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for help with the nerve pain and headaches, Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily for depression. Tramadol ER is provided 100 milligram just for incidental pain relief and a lidocaine patch. Thank you. PT will continue at once a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and he can go for a chiropractic and acupuncture. Work-wise, 7 pounds, 7 hours, 7 days, and limited. Thank you.